Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's show. This is Molly McCord, and today is July 31st, 2019, and we are beginning a powerful new cycle of energy as August gets underway, and we have new strength emerging. This is a very powerful time, and I have a lot to share with you in today's show because there is support for what you're building, what you're creating next, and who you are now. So I'm excited to talk about these energies. It's a rare time. It's a powerful time, and I hope that this show gives you some good insights into how to make the most of it for yourself. My intention is that you at least have something in every show that resonates with you, and even better, I hope you feel something shift within yourself as you listen to this podcast. So thank you for joining me. Welcome back if you are a regular listener, or welcome if you are listening for the first time. You can find out more about me and my offerings below the description of this show. And please know that we are making amazing headway together, that collectively there's a reverberation of energies going out that we are all co-creating. And I see it as these new rays of golden light. That's partly because of how the Leo energy is so strong right now, but I see it as a golden matrix, and it's like these little strings of light that are being activated, that are being expanded, that are getting more vibrant. And I feel it in the collective heart energy, where there are new understandings of how to love yourself, of how to see yourself through the eyes of the divine, of how to understand that you are a human, that full package deal of being a human, where we have our strengths and we have our follies and we have our, the areas that we're really good at, we have our vulnerabilities, all of it. But there's something rising in the collective, rising in you, that I'm feeling is from a soul level. I mean, it's really from the deep personal work you've committed to, and there is this acknowledgement from spirit, from the divine, of everything you've shifted for yourself, of everything you've grown through, of what you've come to understand. I just feel this energy as being very vibrant, and something that you are connected to. I mean, I don't have any other. It's like being connected in a way that reminds you of your soul's home. Yeah, that's what it feels like. That's what I'm having a hard time putting it into words. It's like, what is this? And it's really this remembrance of who you are as an energy field, as a soul, as a being of divine connection. And the energy string, this energy string that's golden and pure and gorgeous, is something that you have invited in, that you've accepted, that you're also honoring. And so as we get moving into August, there is an acceleration of energies, my friends. There is an acceleration of what you're here to claim in yourself around your own sense of power, your sense of self, your ability to be the leader of your own life. There's very strong leadership energy right now. There's strong independence. There's strong breaking out, breaking free. There is the energy of this next chapter, this new start. And a part of you is like, let's go. And that part of you is showing you that you're meant to keep moving forward. And I'm feeling how there are still connections to responsibilities or to people or to something that has shaped you, that's formed you, that's you know, shown you who you really are, that's even, there's been an unraveling of the energies, an unraveling of what you're not, what you don't want, who you are not. You know, the unraveling was, it was like this temporary energy, the outfits you were wearing that you didn't really like, but you didn't know you had another choice. And all of that is moving away. That chapter is ending. And there's a strong push to move forward, to not focus too much on the past. This Mercury stationing direct energy is happening at 11:57 p.m. Eastern Time. That's at 23 degrees of Cancer on July 31st. And then the energy shifts. Mercury stations direct, moves forward in Cancer. I'm feeling like there's been emotional ties. There's been something that hasn't been clear in the heart. And, you know, Mercury in Cancer is interesting because Cancer is not a cerebral energy. It's a feeling energy. It's how you feel about something. And then you're trying to think it through or grasp it in your head, and it's like it doesn't connect. And so you're meant to look at, well, what do you feel? That is the message. It's not in your head. It's not something you're meant to think through. You're supposed to be aware of how you really feel about something and to own it, to honor it, and to take that forward, to not leave behind the parts of you that made you feel vulnerable. Understanding our vulnerabilities is a gift, and it can feel awful. It can feel like the hardest thing because it goes against our ego. In our mind, our vulnerabilities show us more layers of who we are. And there could have been situations that felt incredibly vulnerable, or you just came into a new awareness around your vulnerabilities. But essentially what you're supposed to do is to accept those parts of yourself, to love them as an unconditional source of love would love them, as the Divine Mother would love all of her children. It's like loving all these parts of you that you didn't know were there, but that matter. And there could be something here that originated in childhood that you weren't meant to share. Don't talk about that. Don't say anything about that. Don't express your feelings. Don't say something. It's like something gets shut down and put in a box, and then that box gets put in the very back corner of the closet. It's that kind of thing that's come out of you, that's come forward. And it's basically said, why don't you love me? And then you realize, no, I do love you. I absolutely love you. And I'm sorry I didn't accept you. I didn't acknowledge you. I didn't understand what you were trying to tell me. It's a really big energy. Not only is this about the Mercury retrograding in Cancer turning around, Mercury stationing direct in Cancer, it's the North Node in Cancer, and it's also the eclipse. The eclipse at the beginning of July, that new moon solar eclipse in Cancer, activated our emotional bodies, our emotional selves, and more of who you really are that wasn't accepted. And now the energies are accelerating, they're speeding up, and I feel like there's this quickening of self-love, this quickening of what you love about yourself. And a new strength, a new strength coming forward around who you are now and what matters to you now. So we have four planets in Leo as I do this show, the Sun, the Moon, Venus, and Mars. Now the Moon will move on and be in Virgo by the weekend, by the end of the week, but we will still have Venus, Mars, and the Sun in Leo. And these are strong creation energies. These are the ability to go with what you know is you. And it activates the desires within you, the parts of yourself you cannot compromise. You cannot compromise your light. You cannot compromise your creativity. You cannot compromise what's in your heart. You cannot compromise your desires. So there's a strong activation of, this is who I am. This is what I want. I can't budge. I can't go halfsies. I can't give someone this and not have enough for myself. No more. This is a full ownership energy, and I feel it very strongly around how it's leading you forward. And it could be leading you into a new endeavor, a new expression, a new creative project, a new business, a new relationship, new. Because there's been a lot that shifted within us that I'm feeling like this pain. Like maybe there's been too much pain. And, you know, pain is such a powerful teacher that even if it's not pain that's taught you, something has taught you more about who you are, what you need, what you want, and the universe is saying it's time, and what are you going to do about it, and are you ready, because things are happening and they're moving forward now. And I feel like there's been this unlocking of new parts of your heart. And this Leo energy is really important because the Leo new moon is happening at 8/9 degrees of Leo. It's exact at 11:11 p.m. Eastern time on July 31st. If you are in Europe, Asia, another time zone, it could be August 1st. This is a new moon that is the first new moon since the Leo eclipses. The eclipses of 2017, August 2017 until January of 2019, we had a lunar eclipse at 0 degrees of Leo in January of 2018. So those eclipses really rocked energies in the heart, in the creative force, in your sense of self, in your ability to be yourself, changed a lot, cleared out a lot, endings, discoveries, revelations, breakthroughs, big shifts. Right? Those eclipses in Leo and Aquarius were significant. Now, that time has moved on. Now, this Leo new moon is a gathering of new energies, is a beginning of what you've learned that's still in your heart, that still exists. It's kind of like, you know, you like shake a tree and you get rid of all the branches or all the dead fruit or all the stuff that's loose, and it leaves, and then you realize what's still in the tree, it held on because it's really connected. It's that kind of a thing. It's like what's still in your heart, what you still love, what you still want, what you still need, what you still desire, that part of you is rising up. It's rising up, it's strengthening, it's gaining more power, because now there isn't all of that I'm hearing freeloaders. The freeloaders are gone. The dead trees are gone. The nasty fruit has fallen away. You know, it's like the stuff that was just there cleared out, or it was meant to. And now whatever's left is what's real or pure or true for you. So this August is a time of movement, creativity, inspiration, growth, development. It's kind of like charge ahead. What are you putting your energy towards that's really truly you? And this happens differently for everybody, of course, but it's in the collective. And so there's a collective movement forward that's for the betterment of humanity, that's for the betterment of the collective. And it's interesting because I feel like that's important to understand. You know, going back to this golden cord or golden energy thread, it's understanding that now you're moving through life in a new way. And you're more connected to who you really are than ever before. And maybe you listened to Monday's show, that was on July 29th, where I talked about the Legos and that, you know, Godzilla, maybe you had a Lego city and it was like a Godzilla came in and destroyed your Lego city and destroyed what you built or destroyed what you wanted or destroyed what mattered to you. And Godzilla appeared to be this huge destructive force that was beyond your control, beyond anything you could do, a lot of ego deaths. A lot of things that you thought mattered didn't matter anymore. It changed you. This is the kind of thing that actually makes people more spiritual, that awakens them. Godzilla awakens you to what really matters in your life and what you can learn, how you can heal, how you can grow. But even though a Godzilla comes in and destroys or kills or does harm, that's only at the ego level. And the Legos are still yours because you don't lose what's really you. You don't lose the essence of who you are or what your power is or your creativity or your energy or your goodness even. I'm hearing goodness. So you now have the ability to follow what's really shifted for you actually since August 2017. Because now this August is a new cycle that's bringing you back into your heart after the changes, after the deaths, after the loss, after the destruction, after the roadblocks. You know, whatever it might have been for you in the Leo energies in your chart, this is a new moon that's like, come into your power now. What is your power saying now? What is your creativity saying now? What do you want now? And you've also learned that if you are too much in your ego, if you're feeling like you're Napoleon, I mean, if you're thinking it's almost like there's been such a shift in how the energy is, where it stemmed from, where you create from, where I feel like there's been a lot of the turbulence and the difficulties related to the false ego. And now there's been a shift in how you see yourself and truly what your power is, and that your power is above and beyond anything temporary. It's above and beyond the cast of characters or the people who come in, the people who go out. There's this sense of, no, I know my power is within me more than ever. And that's where you're creating from. And that's how August is moving us forward into this next chapter. So you do want to watch the ego whenever there's a lot of fire in the sky, Aries, Leo, Sag. You have to watch the ego. The ego flares. The ego needs the exaggerated ego. But when you're really coming from confidence, then you feel very strong and very clear in what you're doing. So this is a new chapter. It's underway. The energy has shifted, and the energy is moving you into some new creations. There's a lot of play here. It's take a risk, have some courage, do what you need to do, say what you need to say. Keep in mind that Mercury will still be in its shadow period until August 15th. Mercury is in its shadow period until it gets to 4 degrees of Leo. And then it will have a stronger, it's like a stronger decision making. It'll be clear in your head. Mercury goes back into Leo August 12th and then leaves the shadow period August 15th. So the middle of August will continue to have the changes. The changes in how you're making choices, and it's interesting because then you have the Sun, Mercury, Venus, and Mars all in Leo. So it's kind of like our minds are the last ones to get on board. Our minds are still figuring something out, are still trying to maybe get some clarity. The mind can feel uncertain. But when it gets into Leo, there will be certainty and clarity, and it'll be stronger. There will be a strength, a mental strength in what you're doing. So we're entering a powerful month, and this is rare energy that is supporting us individually. Again, I'm seeing this energy of gold, gold overlay, gold matrix. I've spoken before about these little, I call them star angels that I see, and they're, think of a star, a five-pointed star with angel wings, but they're outlined in gold, and they're of different sizes. Like they kind of look like a jellyfish when they fly. I tell you, things I get sometimes. Like, this is crazy. What is this? But there are these energies that I see that are really light and effervescent and sparkly and clear and so happy and so filled with joy. And they're part of these light codes that come in. And the light codes come in from the Sun, and they are energies of a higher vibration. They carry a higher consciousness in them, and they are something that we can't always understand with our mind. It's just that we feel the energy. So you feel the joy. You feel the trust. You feel the sense of faith. You feel a revitalized energy. The light codes are very strong right now, and they show up in many forms, in many ways. And they're very strong right now because it's really important to be in this elevation energy. It's an elevation of who you thought you were, who you thought you were, and understanding more of who you truly are. Understanding more of who you truly are that has always traveled with you. Always traveled with you. And you have to reach a certain place of consciousness, healing, and spiritual growth to accept these parts of yourself. And there had to be room in your awareness to see them. I feel like there could have been a lot of chaos or distractions or a focus on priorities that you thought mattered, you know, that you thought were important, And then over the past 2 years, especially, all that's maybe shifted and changed significantly. And you've come to this understanding of what you've always carried, of what you've always carried within. This is also the North Node in Cancer. These energies will continue to open up. I'm seeing the blossoming. I'm seeing like the wildflowers, perhaps, that are opening and blooming. Because they're not crowded. Like the roots aren't crowded anymore. Again, there's things that have been pulled out. The weeds have been yanked out. The old flowers have been removed. The soil's been fortified and nurtured, and now there's more blooming. So that's the visual I'm getting around why it's been so darn important to have these endings and to have things be gone and to start a new chapter for yourself, to feel like you have to step into your soul mission. You have to follow what you know has your name on it. You have to listen to the calling of what is truly you. The bigger picture is that the energy that you are blooming and blossoming and feeling right now is going to be very much needed in the next decade. And the next decade has very big energies. There's some turbulent energies. There's challenging energies. And there needs to be people at that next platform, if you will, who I'm hearing the arrival team. It's almost like at an airport, people get off the plane and they need people who meet them at the arrival gate to help them where they've been on their journey. And there is something in your soul's growth, your soul's plan that is needed. And it's not like there's only certain people that you would help. I'm feeling like there's this overlap of awake guides continuing to help other awake people and healers, and it creates this new type of community link. It's like more healer to healer energies, and I feel like there's something here around the different locations on the planet that are really going to need these energies and the support. So anyways, know that whatever is coming up for you is connected to a bigger plan. It's connected to a bigger purpose. It's connected to more than what you can see right now, because it's not time right now to know what that, you know, to know what the story is 3 chapters from now. It's sort of like Spirit is saying, don't get ahead of yourself. Don't get too far into the future. Focus on what's in front of you, what you're needing to take care of, because that's the best use of your energy right now with all of this beautiful golden energy coming in and coming through. Now, we're also approaching what's known as the 8-8 Lion's Gate. 8 is an important number in numerology. It is about abundance. It is about manifestation. It is also connected to the infinity symbol and how energies are always moving and changing, how everything that is of the similar vibration is always connected. The infinity energy is also connected to the soul's journey, the soul's growth, the soul's healing. This is a powerful energy, the 8-8, because there are activations coming through that really support the soul mission and what you have to do. And I bet you'll get some clarity, especially in this next week of August and through the middle of August, in fact, about opportunities, openings, gateways. This can show up in so many ways. I mean, it can be through your dreams. It can be through meditation. It can be through visuals and through your clairs opening, right? Your clairvoyance, clairaudience, claircognizance. There's activations here that are coming through around. Okay, how I'm seeing it is the infinity symbol is actually an overlay, I've never seen this before, of the human body and the seven chakras. And the infinity symbol, the bottom three chakras are masculine and the top three chakras are feminine. And then they meet in the middle in the heart chakra for balancing. And so the infinity symbol, the top loop, the top circle, right, goes over the top three chakras, the feminine energies, and then the bottom half of the infinity symbol goes around the bottom three chakras, and then the middle of the infinity symbol meets up over the heart chakra. And that's how I'm seeing this energy move, as basically the number eight over and connecting with the chakras and your aura. And it's an activation of divine consciousness, of soul consciousness, soul's journey, soul's mission. And it feels stronger this August than it has for a few years. So this is an important time to be very aware of what you are allowing into your energy field, of where you're making commitments, of where you're saying yes, of where you need to say no, of what you claim for yourself, of where you're, I'm even getting the sense, if you feel out of balance, this is a balancing. It's like if you have been too much in those bottom three chakras and you've been too focused on survival or only being in your own limited world, there's a rising up of the energy to think about this from a bigger perspective and to trust and to know that you're supported and to open up to those energies too. So, okay, what I'm going to do is on Monday's podcast episode, I'm going to focus on this energy more. I'm going to do a show just about these energies and the Lion's Gate and the 8-8 portal. I'm going to share with you some more of the cosmic messages that I receive about it, because it is a very galactic energy. So if you're interested in that kind of information or energy, I will do that on Monday. And that will be Monday, August 5th. So we'll come back to these energies there. As we also move through August, we're going to have Jupiter station direct on the 12th. And right now, Jupiter in Sag is going to at 14 degrees for most of the month of August. And so this is a time of looking at everything you've learned that you're ready to incorporate into your belief systems for your life, about what has shifted, what has changed, where you had limitations about what you thought was possible for you. And part of August is opening up to these new possibilities, the bigger dream, the bigger quantum field that maybe you weren't tapped into or aware of. There is a lot of energy here around, I feel it as burning off what you're not meant to carry forward, burning it off, burning it away, and allowing it to be complete for yourself so that you can move into this next area of life that could be a new start, but for some people it could be like picking up on something that you set down. That you say, I got to get to that later, or it's been on the back burner, but now you have the motivation or the energy to focus on it. So as always, trust what resonates for you and trust what feels right. I'm feeling like there is a resurgence here of, again, what you know has your name on it. But it feels like a calmer energy. It's like a calmer, quiet confidence and a sense of, I know this is happening in the best possible way. That also feels part of the energy signature of right now. And that's also connected to the Jupiter and Sag retrograde, which is working with us internally to keep trusting and to keep believing and to not give up on anything that is truly you or that truly matters to you. Because it'll keep coming around. It'll keep knocking on your door to get your attention if you were to put it aside. These are the parts of yourself that, again, you can't deny and you can't compromise. And there's an energy here of when you're standing strongly in yourself, that is the best way to be of service in the collective, the best way to shine your light, to share your energy, to understand your piece of the puzzle. And that's in truly being who you are, not wearing the masks, not playing charades, not trying to fit in, not trying to blindly follow what other people say to do or anything along those lines. This is a coming back to yourself. You're coming back to yourself with full acceptance of yourself. Full compassion, full understanding. And knowing that it's through experience that we learn. It really is. And it's through those experiences of learning that we then elevate our consciousness. We see ourselves differently. We heal. We evolve. We become more, right? So it all plays a part. And I feel like there's this strong energy of ownership right now. Ownership and confidence building. It's a confidence building time. So you could find an area of life that you're ready to feel more confident in. It could be all areas of your life, or it could be a particular area of your life that you're ready to say, I'm going to practice my confidence in this area. I'm going to look at this in a self-affirming way. I'm going to show up with an understanding of what I'm worth and why I like myself and why I love myself. All of that is really strong, and it's showing you again, where there were perhaps areas of life that you weren't confident in or that you weren't sure you were worthy of being loved and valued. And I say that because of Uranus and Taurus. And the planets have been squaring Uranus and Taurus. Venus will square Uranus and Taurus on August 2nd. That's Friday. It's a fast-moving energy, and Venus squaring a planet is actually a softer square. It's softer because it's Venus. It's more receptive, but this is an energy of desire and maybe desiring something. You don't know if you can have it, so there could be something that comes up that you're really wanting, and what that represents, if you can't have it, quote unquote, is that the energy underneath that is that a part of you doesn't believe you're worth it or doesn't believe that you're you can be loved that way or that you're valuable enough. There's an inner message to look at there for yourself, because Uranus and Taurus is asking that of all of us right now, is to look at, well, is this true for you? Uranus is the awakener. It shakes us. It wakes us up. It provides the earthquakes. It's the energy of permanent change, cosmic change, universal intelligence. You know, it's the bigger forces that are asking you to also go bigger and to think of it in a new way. So we have these powerful energies that are saying, well, what have you built your foundation on? And is that true for you anymore? So we have shaking the tree energy and claiming your power, building your confidence, understanding your light, understanding more of yourself that, again, maybe you put to the side or didn't love enough, and now you're ready. There's something in you that's ready to move forward, to go ahead, and to be in full acceptance in a whole new way. So we're really starting off a powerful month in a powerful way. And I will, of course, keep discussing this with you live every Wednesday. I did want to give you a heads up that I'll be offering a new series of topics every Friday throughout August. And I'm going to share with you some stories of deep transformation and soul growth from various women. And these are chapters from our book, Modern Heroine Soul Stories, where 24 real women share with you some of the biggest changes of their lives and how they moved through it, what they were healing, learning, forgiving, understanding. And I'm going to share these chapters with you every Friday as a podcast and on YouTube. And the intention is to give you some insights that could help you right now, help you see something differently, something can shift, something can change. And, of course, stories are a great way to understand what's going on. So I hope you enjoy that. That will be every Friday. And I'll continue doing the show, of course, every Monday and Wednesday. I wish you a beautiful start to August. I hope that this month begins in a powerful way for you, that you feel clarity and understanding, and most of all, that you feel a new energy of love for yourself and acceptance, and that all of that supports your confidence and your courage to be yourself now. So thank you for joining me, as always. I will see you back here on Monday, and have a beautiful, beautiful start to August. Thank you so much for your time, energy, and love. Take good care. Bye-bye.